As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
A swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center. Back toward the wall. It's got a chance. Gone. Game on. A 3-run homer by Carson Kelly. And it's an 11-10 ball game.
It's a drive into right field and deep. It's got a chance. Gone.
The Cubs have taken the lead. Can you believe it? Pop fly, shallow left. Swanson out. He's got it. And the Cubs win the ball game.
The Score Midday Show, 10-2 on 670 The Score.
Oh, the natural music. What an amazing series the Cubs had over the weekend. Of course, that's Pat and Ron on the call with us. Cubs are off today. They play tomorrow, beginning a 2-game series against the Dodgers. Again, I feel like the Cubs have just played like Padres, Dodgers, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Padres, Diamondbacks, Dodgers, Padres, Dodgers. And that's been the season so far.
The fact that they've had to see the Dodgers on 3 separate occasions, starting tomorrow, will be the 3rd time they've had to see them in a different series. That's crazy. Technically, it's the continuation of that opening series over in Japan. But come on, man. Aren't you tired of seeing the Dodgers? Aren't you tired of the NL West? You still haven't even seen the Giants yet. But you haven't seen the Rockies either, which that's a good thing.
Yeah, except you just don't want to have what happened a couple years ago where you see them and then you think it's going to be a W.
Come
and
on, man.
And then you don't make the playoffs.
Have you seen the Rockies this year? Because I have. I mean, well,
it doesn't
highlights
matter.
Anyway.
It doesn't. It's not the case right now because Chris Bryant is on the IL with that degenerative spine condition, which is terrifying. But he's had a couple of just well-timed home runs against his former team the past couple of years.
All I know is we left the studio on Friday thinking, okay, if they can find a way to get 2 out of 3, it'll be great.
Ain't bad.
And they won the first 2 games just to let you know, hey, we're going to get the 2 out of 3. Now, they didn't win the 3rd game. It went to extras. They were able to rally once in the bottom of the 10th, but not in the bottom of the 11th. But overall, you got to be looking at a team. I don't think I've ever been as, oh, okay, about a 14-10 team.
Hold on, what are you talking about? It wasn't just like that. No, you just summarized like the most events in the shortest amount of time.
Well, I know we're going to go back over the individual games.
They beat
themselves.
The Diamondbacks 13-11 in one of those games that you're going to remember. There's a category of games I like to call like regular season games you actually remember. That's one of those.
So you're saying when you're dealing with a 2-1 game heading into the bottom of the 7th and it ends up being the most runs scored ever. Like, that, it's insane what happened on Friday.
And then you beat the Diamondbacks 6-2 on Saturday on Speedy Picro Armstrong bobblehead day. Can somebody report back? I would like to know what that bobblehead looks like in person.
Ask Caleb Williams. He got one.
I actually have seen it before. It is really awesome. You can take the helmet off. It is detachable. And his feet, behind him, there's blue flames. So it looks pretty
blue
sweet.
Blue flames.
So it looks like he's flying. Like, you know, he's like running really fast.
That's so cute.
On the hot scale, blue is hotter than red, right?
theoretically.
Correct.
So, like, white hot is the hottest, right?
And if you're looking at the radar and the middle of something is white and everything else around it is like red and darker red and even purple, something bad is happening. There was a lot of radar watching yesterday, I noticed. I was trying to watch the show on Fox 32. It was Gabe, Cassie Carlson, and Tina Nguyen, and the radar in the corner was bothering me. I just hate it when they break into the entire show with the radar. I get it. You need to save lives.
It's all about the severe weather, right?
I want my stories. So, yes, that was trying to keep up when I had a meeting that I couldn't watch the game live. Was infuriating because I was in an office and I'm like, wait, the Cubs were up what? Now they're down what? And what happened? And now they scored how many runs? The Diamondbacks did what in the eighth? They scored 10 runs in the eighth. I'm like, oh, well, this is over. Nope, Cubs score 6. And I'm like, what? These aren't real updates. Like, this isn't a real discussion I'm having with people right now.
Let me give you some things from okay, just Friday.
Trying to follow that from afar was the most frustrating effort because I didn't believe anybody.
First off, shout out to the starting pitchers, okay? Like, can we acknowledge the work that the starting pitchers did in that game? Because we know what the conditions were, and they were like, I don't care. Corbin Burnes, 2 runs over 6 innings. Colin Ray, 1 run over 4 2/3.
You did your job, guys. You tried.
No,
you tried, and then everybody else just kept happening.
The fact that they did what they did in spite of those weather conditions cannot be overlooked. That's why I'm mentioning that off the top. But here's some facts from this game.
And then, the skies just turned darker and darker and more ominous.
The Cubs allowed at least 11 runs in a game and won for the first time since August 21st, 2019. The Cubs homered 5 times in a game for the first time since last year, July 14th. The Cubs hit their second set of back-to-back homers this season in the eighth inning. And they did that against the Athletics at first. And guys just went off in this game. And Carson Kelly, have yourself a season.
Carson Kelly, have yourself a month, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's got to be in the running for NL Player of the Month, right?
I think you have to get Player of the Week at least one of those weeks to get month. But no, let's do it. Let's talk about it. What he's doing is impressive.
He's got 6 home runs. He leads all major league catchers with 18 RBI, ranks second with 6 home runs, and he doesn't play full time. He's splitting with Miguel Amaya. And so to watch what the offense has been able to do, and you could argue they are the best offense in baseball, despite losing yesterday.
They are in many categories, actually.
Yeah. So looking at that, I'm just amazed at the way the series started, the fact they backed it up with a win on Saturday, and we're in the running to get another win and a sweep on Sunday.
Let's enjoy this because there have been so many times where they haven't.
Fair.
The Cubs right now are tops in Major League Baseball in runs per game. That's right. Your Chicago Cubs lead the league in runs per game. They lead the league in total runs, therefore. Extra base hits. That's the one that got me. They already have 85 extra base hits. That is the overwhelming difference in what we have seen this year compared to others in the past. You cannot tell me protection in the lineup doesn't matter. I am living it right now.
To get the type of production they're getting from the bottom of the order, Carson Kelly, we just mentioned, but also, obviously, when you talk about Pete Crow Armstrong and what he's been able to do since getting off to a slower start, right? He's been phenomenal. He's made plays both in the outfield and at the plate and with his feet once he gets on the base paths. He has continued what we saw in the back half of last season, and I said it once. And this won't be the first, the last, or this is one of those in-between times. Pay that man his money.
If you can, it's like you said in the meeting, if 7, 8, 9 are hitting, you are living good. That's it. If you know that you can score runs with 2 outs, your runners in scoring position numbers go up. Like, I can't tell you already how many times this season I'm like, oh, that was a 2-out hit. Oh, that was nice. That was a 2-out hit. I feel like there were so many times where once you got to 2 outs, to the number 6 hitter in the lineup, it was hoping to see something rather than potentially expecting. And you're seeing that in the difference in the numbers. Cubs are 4th with runners in scoring position for batting average. They are, of course, 2nd in walks because that's what they do. They walk. But then to be 3rd in home runs, all of that adds up to what you're seeing. All of that adds up to them having this record against some of the best teams in baseball. And we haven't even talked about some things that have concerned people, and that's understandable. This is what happens when you have a good team. It's just like the last segment where I'm talking about guys I thought who were starters being backups. This is the same concept.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
This segment is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Marshall Harris and Layla Rahimi here on the Midday Show on The Score. And I appreciate that Jamison Tyone, even in this series, Marshall, said what I said going in on Thursday about who they were facing.
I mean, we're in a pretty good spot. And, like, we faced a lot of really good starting pitching, and I think we have the most runs scored in baseball, which is pretty cool. Like, it seems like every time I look at the schedule, it's like, oh, coming up, you know, we have Corbin Burns, Zach Gallen, and Merrill Kelly. Like, those are three really dang good MLB starting pitchers, and we come out of here still with a series win. We faced great arms, great lineups, and just I think we can play with anybody. So just a good reminder there.
So there are a lot of stats to pick from if you're a Cubs fan right now and that you want to hang your hat on, right? Whether it's an individual stat, some of the team stats you just mentioned. But I think the biggest glaring stat concerning the Cubs 24 games into the season is this. The Cubs' opponent winning percentage is 636.
Yowza.
636. The next highest team is the San Francisco Giants at 554. So you're nearly 100 points more on the opposition that you've had to face and how often they win a game. And I think that speaks to, you can say, oh, but they're only 14-10. They only have a game lead in the division over the Milwaukee Brewers, who they will see in a couple of weeks. But overall, to know they've gotten past this point in the schedule where they've seen the Diamondbacks for their season's worth of meetings, and they went 4-3. They've seen the Padres for their season worth of meetings, and they went 3-3. They've got two games left against the Dodgers, and they're done with them, and they're 2-3. And if they can find a way to get a two-game sweep, then they will have a winning record against the Dodgers. They've seen the Rangers 2-1. And of course, we all remember what they did to the Athletics in Sacramento. So to see the series that they have played and the results that have been yielded, you cannot say that you're not happy with where the Cubs are as we stand today.
And we're not saying that there are not flaws in other pieces of the game to discuss. Like 224 is like, please talk about the terrible bullpen. I'm cooking up a segment for tomorrow's show that kind of addresses the things that we've seen so far. But at the same time, we have not been able to talk about this type of production and what we're seeing out of this team in this way. And you've got to be able to appreciate what that was, especially against this Diamondbacks team. Every game that they've lost this season, you're saying that was a winnable game, and here's why.
That's
even the ones
thing
where the margin is huge. It's just a totally different feeling when you know you can watch a team with two outs or with, you know, the eight hitter coming up, knowing I'm okay with this.
Yeah, it's not as easy as, you know, even going back to pre-DH times in the National League, where you'd be like, oh, you get to, you know, get the nine hitter out, turn over the order. However you want to look at it, with the Cubs, as you said before, that 7-8-9, you can't take that for granted. They can hurt you just as much as 4-5-6, you could argue.
Well, and it's other pieces of it, too. You want a team that has one aspect of their team, whether it's defense, and I think the defense needs work, or the offense, or starting pitching, or bullpen. Somebody's got to be the one. One of those units has to be picking up another when there's a deficiency. No team is absolutely perfectly complete, and even the GMs who think they have them, Dodgers, for example, are still going to try to get more. That's just how that mode works, and we know that just by past observation in baseball. But what we're seeing right now when it comes to having confidence, knowing that they're going to try to win this game or they have the players necessary to still have to have you thinking you're going to be in the game, knowing that if the bullpen falters, somebody's going to hit you out of it. It's just a very different aspect of seeing what we're seeing on the field.
The easy response to anybody criticizing what the Cubs are doing as far as the shortcomings is it's okay, and it's going to be okay, and they're going to hopefully add more pieces to make it okay. Now, if they don't, we can address that as we get deeper in the season.
I don't think that that's happening.
You don't think that's going to happen, though? I'm not saying it has happened, but I like what they did with the relievers, going to get more help. Like, we'll figure out whose arms deserve to be up here.
We might be talking about a very stressed bullpen, even at the trade deadline, based on what we've seen. Like, there's the loss of Justin Steele is now de facto falling on the bullpen, and you're seeing what's happening there. So I don't know that. I don't know that it's going to be okay. I'm appreciating what I'm seeing right now.
Well, I guess first you have to establish what does okay mean to you. Like first thing is just get to the playoffs. I think that's when I say they're going to be okay. I think they're going to the playoffs.
Yeah, we have all season to talk about it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to what I've seen over the weekend, like that's how you try to win. If you're taking 2 of 3 in the third game, you know you could have won, then you're in a much better spot.